I'm Sue Ashworth and I'm project manager for Lancashire Museums. So that means that I usually work with colleagues to develop projects, sometimes partnership projects outside of the area of museums. So it could be an exhibition, could be an interpretation scheme somewhere else, could be a redevelopment programme. So the last one before this was Clitheroe Castle Museum that opened last year. So for the Museum of Lancashire, my role is project manager. And I'm monitoring the progress, keeping things on track where they are within our control to do that, and keeping track of the budget, so covering all the finance side and making sure that we're on track for that, so we're not overspending anywhere. So that means that I work with colleagues here within the museum service, all my colleagues across from curatorial side, from the designers and technicians, and my colleagues in admin to make sure that the finance is working okay, and also coordinating and linking in with the property group side, so our architects and our quantity surveyors and our mechanical engineers, to make sure that the programme goes smoothly, and of course with our outside contractors that we're working with on this. And then my job is to report all this onto the stakeholders. So that's within Lancashire County Council, that's our project board, and they have to give me the okay to carry on with things. They have to check all the risks and issues that are happening, and they have to give me guidance on some of the things if things are out of our control. And then I also have to report onto the Heritage Lottery Fund, because with this project, fantastic scheme, the Heritage Lottery are supporting it just over 50%, so they need to know regularly how things are going, whether things are on track. They need us to ask for their contribution at regular times, so that's sort of report writing that I have to do too. And then there are things like our friends group. They're supporting us both in spreading the word of what we're doing, but also with a financial contribution too, so we're very grateful to them. They're good supporters to it. And one or two other outside museums that are helping us in kind with some of their time towards the scheme. One of the things that I found when I was talking to Charlotte about our focus group information was that a lot of people in our area, round and about the museum, don't know that we exist. And that's really very sad, that we're not working as a community museum for the local area. So one of the things I'm really looking forward to, and it is working through our community outreach work, is that people feel this is their place and come back again and again, join in with the activities that will happen alongside the rework galleries, and tell all their friends and family about us and get the whole place buzzing. That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Hi, my name's Kim Klug, and I'm the Community Outreach Officer at Lancashire, the Museum of Lancashire. I've been hired specifically for the redevelopment project. So my job is to go out there and tell people what we're doing, that the museum's here, that it's closed, but we're changing it all, and we want to get people as involved as possible. So if anybody ever has any ideas, they can just contact me. Right now, I'm going out in the community, I'm meeting people, finding people who want to work with us, holding one-off workshops, holding long-term workshops, making things to go into our people gallery to really represent the people of Lancashire. And what I'm most excited about is really sitting down in the new cafe and having a cup of tea and seeing all of our guests come in and our visitors come in and have a look around the museum and see some of the great things on display.
My name's Jill Braley, and I do the learning and access for Lancashire Museums. Now, usually that means we're covering the school sessions, the adult learning sessions, anything to do with learning both on the museum sites and as outreach. For the MOL project, I'm looking after the text editing and the text proofing. There are a number of people who are writing the text for all the new galleries, and they've all got different styles, they've all got different ways of writing. So my job really is bringing all those together. So there is individuality, but there's a bit more sameness. And then I've got to do all the checking and the proofing to make sure there aren't any typos or spelling errors. So if you find them, it's all down to me. And I suppose what I'm looking forward to when MOL reopens is people really enjoying what they see in the galleries. And that's not just the text on the walls, it's all the interactives. And I'm hoping that people go away saying, well, I didn't know that.